Hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like,
hey, what it do, family? It's your boy Big Sean, doing bigger and better things here on your Real Talk Radio Network.
And it's your sister Light Bright checking in.
That's what it is. And you know what we're doing here tonight? It's you're tuned into the realness. Why?
Because it's not oh my goodness. It's not that we know it all. It's not that we know it all. We just keeping it real.
Tripping, man.
You
how
know
you
what?
Forget it's, the slogan,
no, because
man.
I'm not used to being in the same room with your Big Sean.
That is true. You know,
I'm
and
not
I do,
used to this.
I do bring a little presence to the room. You know what I'm saying?
But
hey,
no.
Baby, I see you on here. I see you on here, girl.
Hey, Auntie.
Yeah, family. But it's good, man. It's Friday the 13th. Guess what? It don't mean a thing. God is all in it. You heard what I said? Every day that you got above earth, it's all about God. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
yes.
Hey, we're grateful to God to be here tonight. We got another great show for you tonight. Who we dealing with tonight?
Yes, tonight we are talking about propaganda. Now, if you checking in with us tonight, be sure to just say hello or what's up so we know that you're in the building.
Definitely.
Just say hello.
And don't only just do it for yourself. Don't be selfish now. Go ahead and share it out.
Hit the share.
It out. And make sure you give us some love with them hearts, okay?
Yeah, hit the hearts.
All right, if we say something you like, then go ahead and give us a heart. Brother Paul, my dog, what's up, man? Good to see you, man.
Hello,
glad you joined us. Glad you joined us here on The Realness. Listen, so we're going to be talking about propaganda. This is a guy who you actually came up with, so tell us a little bit about propaganda, man.
Yes. Well, I was suggested by this by Miss Janet. She's usually tuning in. I'm not sure if she's here right now, but Miss Janet told me about propaganda. I was like, propaganda, who is this? And he's more of a spoken word, but he's hip hop, but he's more of a spoken word artist. So the first one that I heard from him was gospel. And you check that out, right? Gospel?
Yes, gospel was decent, man.
Gospel
was a good song. And it is, I mean, it really is a spoken word set to music.
Yes.
And if you're into spoken word, you like poems, poetry, whatever, then you definitely would like gospel. It's centered around just that, the gospel. He comes up with this acronym for what the gospel actually is. It's a decent song, but this is how he describes himself. I went to his website, which is called humblebeats.com. humblebeats.com is his that's like his mantra, that's his clothing line, that's his recording mantra, that's his whole thing, that's his whole style. So his biography says, from the same soil that grew Jim Morrison, Tony Hawk, NWA, Snoop, and Kendrick Lamar grows another LA native named Propaganda. What do you say about propaganda? He's a poet, political activist, husband, father, academic, and MC. With LA flowing through his veins and armed with a bold message, Propaganda has assembled a body of work that challenges his listeners with every verse and reaches across the spectrum of pop culture. And I gotta agree with that.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I gotta agree with that. And talking about just his overall style, he's a very different artist.
Very different. His music, like, it's just his spoken word, his music, the beats, the everything is so, you have to listen and dissect what he's saying.
Yeah.
And like you said, you mentioned to me today, like, his music is not just for the young kids and young folks. It's for the grown-ups. It's for the adults, like, to really dissect what he's saying, what he's talking about politically, and what he's really talking about just musically and, like, real-life situations that's going on in the world. So, yeah. His stuff is really, really good. Yes, really
In fact,
good.
He said, look, man, you know, like, he's really geared towards adults.
Yes.
Like, those of us who grew up on hip-hop and who have been a part of hip-hop all this time, he really does, like, gear himself towards, you know, adults. However, we know that young people alike, they enjoy hip-hop and they enjoy his music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're gonna see throughout our conversation on tonight why it's an important thing for us to be talking about him on tonight, right?
Yes, and we're gonna go into one of my favorites, which it would be the one that, let me look it up. It's I'm Not Finished With You, I'm Not Done With You Yet, I'm Not Propaganda, I'm Not Done With You Yet, I believe it's called.
I ain't gave up on you yet.
I ain't gave up on you yet, okay.
Yeah, I ain't gave up on you yet.
Okay, that one right there, the beat and how he starts off, and you just told me today as well that it's that he's talking about hip-hop, that I ain't gave up on you yet.
Right. And he starts off by talking about, like, his first line is all about hip-hop. It's like, you know, it's that famous line from where, you know, she, what is it? She...
Hold on, I'm gonna pull it up right now.
It says something about how she had so much soul, and it's a familiar line from another popular song.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying? But he brings it to light in his song. That it starts off about hip hop, but
yeah,
he goes
I met this girl when I was 8 years old. What I love most, she had so much soul. I ain't gave up on you yet.
Yeah, so that's the whole beginning of it. It's all about hip hop, but he goes on to talk about America. He goes on to talk about, like, popular culture. I ain't gave up on you yet. I ain't gave up on the people yet. I haven't given up on my enemies yet. You know what I'm saying? I haven't given up on you yet. And I think that was an important legacy that he's trying to get across in that whole thing that people frustrate us, people aggravate us, things go wrong. The music that we're listening to now, even if you're an old hip-hop head like me, you know what I'm saying? Some of the music that you're hearing now, is really not, like, conducive to what hip-hop started off.
As some people will say, the mumble rappers.
Yeah, right.
I've heard of that, as the whole old heads will say, like, this mumble jumbo rap, you know, but... As Propaganda would say, I haven't gave up on hip-hop yet. Like, I haven't gave up on you yet. And like you said, that can give and take as in a relationship or somebody that you care about as a family. Like, even though they're doing me wrong or even though they're not treating me right, I'm not giving up on them yet. I'm not giving up. I ain't gave up on you yet. I'm still going to give you a shot. I'm still going to give you a helping hand. You know what I mean? Something. That's what I took from that song.
Yeah, it's a lot of... different parts of it that make it unique. The music I like, and the thing about Propaganda is, like, we've been doing a lot of people.
Hey, Auntie.
Auntie, how you doing? We love you.
Yes, love you.
Times hip hop makes me very upset, but I ain't gave up on it yet. And at times America makes me very upset, but I ain't gave up on it yet. And low key, my own people make me very upset, but still ain't gave up on them yet. And at times, my own city make me very upset, but still ain't gave up on it yet.
A lot of people we've been doing a lot of East Coast rappers with our, you know, this whole thing, and then Southern rappers. We've done a lot of both.
Yes.
You know, but he's out off the West Coast. So he's a little different. It's a little different flow. It's really creative. lots of art involved. It's not just words and lyrics, you know what I'm saying? Or beats and lyrics. Like, but this particular song, the beat is nice. Mm-hmm. The lyrics are hitting as
definitely,
well.
Yes.
You heard, you know, it's a lot of, like I said, in listening to some of his interviews, I heard, you know, how very creative he is. In fact, one of the things that he said in his interview was that he was told one time that he was too creative.
Wow.
Like somebody, he wanted him to be a part of their, like, church missions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they said because of the way he flows, he was, like, too creative. It was too much for them to really, really accept him
because
he didn't say, he didn't say outright it was about Jesus, it was this, it was this, it was this. And because of his creativity.
Wow.
If you like creativity, this is definitely something that you want to check out. And I ain't gave up on you yet. Just follows his path through that.
Yeah, and I think I also heard in an interview, like, people think about him when they, like, when they say, oh, he's too deep or this and that. But he says he likes stuff that's, like, people would say dumbed down music and stuff. He likes stuff like that. That's creative and not just always perplexed or just so, like, thought and creative that way and, like, overthought. Like, his music is really, like, in depth and really, like, you know, you really gotta break it down. But he likes to have fun and stuff like that. You would think that he's a man, he's like, man, you know, he's really so serious, but he says that he's a fun guy.
Yeah,
he likes to, you know, have fun with his music and stuff like that. So he may come off as a certain way, but he's really not like that.
And one thing I like about him, man, he's very intellectual, like, complexity wise he's very intellectual. If you listen to him, even if you listen to him talk, you can tell he's no fool. He's very educated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a sociologist by trade. And he considers himself still to be a sociologist and a teacher of sorts. And so, you know, that intellectualism comes out in his lyrics. But you're right, it's not for the faint of heart. It's not like if you don't want to think, this is probably not your artist.
Yeah,
if you want to just get in the car and just
jam out
or whatever,
just listen to just the chorus or something, you know what I mean? This is not for you. Like, this artist right here, Propaganda, is an artist that you really think, really have you thinking about what you're listening to. And you have to go back and listen to his lyrics and digest and really break down what he's saying to you. And it really makes you think about what's going on, like, in the real world and what's going on in what's going on in life right now.
Yeah.
It'll make you think about your life, you know what I mean? So...
Right.
Yeah. What's the song that really got caught your ear?
Man, I gotta tell you, my favorite song. We talked about this because I really liked I Ain't Give Up On You Yet. I like that song.
Yeah.
A lot. And for a while we was kind of neck and neck with that, but
right. But
I started listening.
You said you switched up on me.
I switched
though.
Up, man.
Yeah.
I started listening to Lofty a little bit more.
Okay,
and it took a minute for it to grow on me because it's really deep. Really deep. But I really, really, really dig this song. I mean, I think the music gets you into a mood that, like, you know, that word lofty is high up or whatever. And that the music really gets you in the mood, like, to really receive what it is that he's saying. Some of the lyrics are, God spoke and the formless earth was sculpted, his poetry producing populations, making constellations, with his conversations gazing at his own creation, proclaiming it was good, and there we stood, fashioned with the dust with authority. He orchestrated organisms and every single cell in every ecosystem. Every creature that dwells, the planets, the plants, the whole expanse of the sky above your head and the ground where you stand, the clouds and the rain, the soil that soaks it up and feeds tiny seeds so they sprout and vegetation proceeds. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Like, deep.
Like, it's
right.
It's, when you start thinking about, and I kind of get this idea when I'm listening to it, like, he's imagining all of God doing all of these things, and in fact, later on, he starts talking about how he wants God to lift us up higher, right?
Right, and he's like, I got it right here. He's like, I don't know why, still I try to wrap my mind around you. Your thoughts are higher, your ways are better, and I am in awe. So bring me up to where you are, bring me up to where you are. And it's like, I want to be where you are, like, just bring me to where you are. And he's like, I'm trying to get there, but you're so high, you know what I mean? And so I see why you like this song. It's like, I see why you would like this, you know what I mean? More than the other song that we both thought we liked the best was the last one that we talked about. But yeah. This one's a close one too.
Yeah,
Lofty's close.
For me, it's like, okay, I can't really reach you.
Right.
I'll never reach where you are, God.
Right.
But just you know, I want to be where you are. Help me, lift me up, raise me up, raise my standard, raise me to the place that you want me to be. And I think it's just an important song to share. And I really like it, man. I really do dig it. Like I said, it kind of grew on me.
Mm-hmm.
It took a minute to kind of grow on me, but it really did impact me, I think, the most of all the songs.
God spoke and the formless earth was sculpted. His poetry producing populations, making constellations with his conversations, gazing at his own creation, proclaiming it was good, and there we stood, fashioned from the dust. With authority, he orchestrated organisms in every single cell in every ecosystem. Every creature that dwells, the planets, the plants, the whole expanse, the sky above your head and the ground where you stand, the clouds and the rain, the soil that soaks it up and feeds tiny seeds so they sprout and vegetation proceeds. Infinite wisdom intrinsic within him, self-sufficient, intricate systems begin and end with his decisions. Lofty, out of reach, how he procreated with speech, so it's appropriate for us to be completely in awe.
I mean, I really dig, dude. I think he's a good guy in terms of someone who's going to elevate your thinking. He yes. might renew your mind a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Right, which is good.
Yeah, and you definitely want to try that. What were some of the other songs we listened to?
We listened to Gone So Far, something like that. Do No Wrong. I like that one too.
Yeah, Do No Wrong.
Beat was nice.
The beat was nice. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna let you hear. Oh, I gotta.
Run it back. Yeah, I was quick. Yeah, that was.
I'm gonna play a little bit of it because I feel like that's something that is worthwhile.
Maybe I'm crazy, she can do no wrong. But how could you blame me? Yeah, that's my baby. Yeah, crazy, she can do no wrong. But how could you blame me? Have you ever been to Cali? Yeah, I wrote the smorg a love letter, told her don't forget me. I learned to love you better once I get the liquor in me. Loyalty can be tricky. Earthquakes and gangbangs couldn't shake me. Down at Pali High, posted with Polynesians. What up, Oost? They probably looking for a reason to make your jaw loose. Just telling y'all truth, admitting I'm codependent, defending the same streets that got my uncle life ended.
So we gonna drop it right there. Kill it right
there. Just a little bit.
But you hit a Cali influence in his music, number one. I found this interesting about dude. I don't know if you read this or whatever, but He was born in Cali, right, L.A., but he lived in an all-Mexican neighborhood.
He was
the only black person in his neighborhood.
Wow.
Like, everybody in his neighborhood was all, they were all Mexican.
Wow.
Now, I say that to say this, because he speaks fluent Spanish. And in this song, you hear a lot of Spanish word. He used a lot of, you know, a lot of Spanish
terms. Okay, yeah, I knew he was. I heard some, Spanish. I was like, wait, is that him? I didn't know.
Yeah, that's him.
Wow. He's
fluent in Spanish because he grew, like I said, he grew up in the neighborhood. He was bullied a little bit because it was a gang infested neighborhood. He's a black kid in an all Mexican neighborhood or whatever. Then he moved from there to the suburbs to a white community, but they were the poor blacks in the white community. So then he got bullied there. He said his mom taught him to be who you is. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't be who you ain't. And that, but this song is on his Crooked album. It's one of the songs that I think it's important for us to understand. But he deals with all kinds of subjects on that album too. Like he talks about mortgages. He talks about, you know what I'm saying, like adult situations as well. But your youth would love it as well. I mean, if you got a child who you're trying to get into some positive stuff or whatever, the beat alone is enough to maybe capture them a little bit. And then when they hear the words, it's something that's going to definitely get them.
He don't touch a beat that's not fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he touches beats that's really fire.
Yeah, he's definitely somebody who I really dig in terms of that. He's got four personal albums out, and they are excellent. That's the most recent one. Then you got Crooked, and you got Crimson Court. Those are the three most recent ones. He also used to, I don't know if y'all remember, if you're a hip hop fan, you know this group out of Cali. Give me a sec. He used to rap with this group out of Cali that we all know, but I didn't know he was a part of them. It's like 20 of them in the group, but he used to be a part of that.
You know what I start with?
That group. It's like, oh, Tunnel Rats.
That's what I was going to say. It's right here.
Tunnel Rats.
Tunnel Rats.
He used to be a part of the Tunnel Rats. Like, I mean, that I know it's, okay. Old heads.
Oh, okay.
Old heads, no Tunnel Rats.
Okay.
And so he was a part of that group. Like I said, it's like a huge group. It's not one individual, but he used to rap collaboratively with them before he went out on his own doing his own thing. So, you know, I just figured I'd throw that out there too for the whole hip hop heads who know, you know, that whole connection. But yeah, that song is very Cali. It's very Cali. I like it.
Yeah, he's from LA.
Definitely. And then the last song we talked about gospel, didn't we?
Yeah, we talked about gospel.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about gospel.
Which one? What's
that
one?
We talked about all of them. All four.
All four of them?
Yeah, we talked about all four.
Okay. Yep. So.
Propaganda.
A good guy to actually listen to. Like I said.
If you really want to go in depth with some spoken word, like he's a great spoken word artist. If you're into spoken word, if you're into, as he say, you know, some people like woke, you know, not, you know, something that'll make you think, not anything that's like, you know, quick, fast, like, you know.
Yeah, you're not gonna really, like I said.
Too catchy, like fast, catchy songs. It's nothing like that.
No,
it's not a fast, catchy song. It's something that you're really gonna think about.
Very intellectual.
Intellectual, yeah. That's the very one. Intellectual. Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
He's on a tour right now, he'll be at, I think these are all like Midwest or West Coast dates. I don't think he has anything this direction, unfortunately, but Cincinnati, Ohio, Chicago, Illinois, LA, and Oakland. But he does on his website, he has a link that says ask to play in your city. So if you like him, if you go check him out and you hear something you like and you're like, man, I'd like to see him in person or whatever, you can go to that site, you can ask him to come to Tampa.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's bring him to Tampa. Let's see what he got to say up in Tampa. But the tour is called Hard to Love Tour. He's out with Propaganda. It's Propaganda and Dr. Alma. And then it's gonna be, it's like a, they're doing a live podcast at each of these different places. So each of these people will be able to, you know, you'll be able to actually be a part of the podcast or whatever. It's looking like, I'm looking at like costs and all of that. I don't see a cost to it. So it might be, let's see. I don't want to say that.
Say that F word. Yeah.
Okay, it's okay. Not.
It's not, yeah. It's definitely not.
My see, God. The hosting, it's $49
for student pricey. Admission.
Yeah, and $139 for the early bird admission, but it's a conference. It's not, so he's in Cincinnati, he's at a conference, so you know what I'm saying? It's a little different. That price there. Let me see if he's like that everywhere. You know, he might be a little, oh no. See, this one is like $40 for the VIP, $25 general admission, so it just depends on where you try and catch him. It's gonna make a difference where you try and catch. Okay. And we're back.
Okay.
I ain't smart, y'all.
Oh my goodness. okay.
But yeah, it's he's a little pricey, but on one end, but on the other end, he's different. So it just depends on where you catch him. But Propaganda and Dr. Alma, they're out on tour, so you want to make sure you check him out as well. You was telling me some news updates on some of the people from the old show.
What
else? D1. You was telling me about something about D1.
Yes. He was on, I believe it was the Black Honors, Black BET Black Honors. Okay. He was on there and he dropped, D1 was the first guy that we talked about on our show on The Realness. He's doing really, really good, which is awesome. He's also dropped his album, God and Girl, so y'all can stream that. Y'all can buy it off of iTunes or Spotify, wherever you guys stream music, stream God and Girls. It's doing really, really good. So D1, y'all make sure y'all check him out, D1. Yeah, that's...
And Derrick Minor's coming when?
Oh, yeah, Derrick Minor will be in Bradenton. He'll be here November 8th. 9th, it's a conference, so November 8th and 9th, I'm not sure exactly which day he'll be here, but both days are for the tickets. More Than Words is the conference, so yes, bring it to Florida.
And then Jackie Hill Perry coming to Tampa.
Yes, that, I don't remember the date though, but she is, Jackie Hill Perry will be in Tampa October. So that's soon.
Yeah, so.
Next month.
So, yes. As you can see, a lot of people who we're talking about and introducing you to,
yes,
these are people who
Oh, yes, and also D1 actually met Jay-Z.
Oh, that's right. They did have a meeting, right? Yeah.
Yes, D1 met Jay-Z. They had a meeting. I'm not sure what the meeting was about, but they had a meeting, you guys.
And so. The reason why that's a big deal is because, as we mentioned on the show, one of the songs that he has was about how Jay-Z and some of the other artists in the community, 50 Cent, Weezy, how they didn't, how they weren't really giving back to their community and doing things in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big deal that they met together, that they actually got together and had that conversation. It makes a big deal for
that. His last album, God and Girls, is doing really good and making a lot of noise for him. So D1 is doing very, very well. So for us to present our show, and for him to be the first person that we talked about on our show, it's pretty awesome that he's doing pretty good. And we talked about him on our show, so it's pretty awesome that he's getting the recognition that he deserves, and he's doing really good, you guys. So.
And as you can tell, this is his biggest fan. Right?
Oh my God!
Right, this thing. I mean, she just be I get some update on D1 daily.
I'm just a fan, you guys.
Number one fan. D1, you owe her some money. You hear what I'm saying?
I'm just a fan, you heard guys.
You heard me? You owe her some money because she's repping you for real.
I'm just a fan. Somebody laughing.
She repping, I mean, for real. That's her fan.
Yes.
That's D1, you know, like Rocky Marciano.
Oh my
Okay, bro, Paul, you know about Canton Jones? That's my boy. I like Canton as well, man. Canton is slick. You know, I like his production, man. I like a lot of stuff about Canton. We might get him on here. That's right.
Okay, Mariah,
what's up, sweetheart? How you doing? That's Mariah. Mariah, that's what's up. Paul, you don't know nothing about the Tunnel Rats. You ain't no hip hop head, man. You ain't a hip hop head, Paul. you don't know nothing about that, but yeah. Flavor Fest, we need to go to Flavor Fest, right?
I've never been. I've never heard.
We gotta go to Flavor Fest. We gotta go to Flavor Fest.
Never been, never heard.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Flavor Fest is. It's all hip hop artists,
wow.
All Christian hip hop artists. They do shows, but they also do training and all that stuff. What up? What's up, Tiffany?
Hello. Hey,
how you doing,
Tiffany? If you guys are joining in, make sure you guys say hello or something so we can see you guys.
Listen.
And thanks for tuning in.
Since we are on the realness,
yes.
I gotta say this. And Tiffany is on here, so I got to say this about Tiffany.
Uh-oh.
Tiffany, them cookies are the realness. You know
oh,
what
my
saying?
Goodness.
I ain't gonna even lie. Them cookies are the realness. Yee!
On the realness, you really gonna do this on the realness. On the show. On the realness.
Buy you some.
On the realness. Hi, Miss Janet. It's nice to see you. I was wondering if you were in here. Hello.
Miss Janet, how you doing? We miss you.
Yes, thank you for letting us know about propaganda.
Yeah, you really? No, really. Dude is nice. He's nice with it.
He is awesome. Propaganda is awesome. Like we were saying, he is someone that you have to listen to and break down what he's talking about. His beats that he gets on are awesome. Really good. Really, really good.
Yeah. And Paul, I got to meet Canton in person, too. He did a youth conference for us up in Atlanta. He came to the youth conference there, man. He's a real nice guy, down to earth. Real people, man. That's back when, like, I'm a Warrior, all them old songs, man. That's back when that was out. But, well, we got to listen to him. Tiffany, you laughing? For real. I'm for real.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, that's it, man. We're good for the night. You good?
Yes.
All right.
Y'all, I hope y'all heard. Y'all heard the song. We got our theme song, y'all. Know we official with the theme song. Big Sean on the song, rapping on the song. But we got Random on the beat.
On the beat.
Shout out to Random for being on the beat. We appreciate that. Much love. Much love.
Yeah, definitely. And Tiffany says she's gonna make us some sweet potato pie cookies.
Oh my goodness.
Don't know. You have no idea.
I don't know. I don't even know about the cookies in the first place.
You have
But Tiffany,
idea.
I need to try, because the way Big Sean is acting, I need to know what's going on with these cookies. I need to know.
Yeah.
I would love to know.
Tiffany, I would do a full out commercial. You heard what I said? For some free cookies. Okay. Tiffany, Flavor Fest is held in Tampa at Miss Janet's church, right?
Oh, Miss Janet wanted to know. Flavor Fest. I don't know what's Flavor Fest.
It's the hip hop show. It's
you talking about Derek Minor?
No.
I know, I never heard
it's
of it.
It's at Crossover.
Fest.
Crossover.
Oh, Crossover.
It's at Crossover. Every year, Pastor Tommy has what's called Flavor Fest. And that is the...
That must be in Tampa.
That's in Tampa.
Oh, okay. I heard
it. Yeah, it's in Tampa. It's a nice-sized church.
Miss Janet says, save her some cookies. Ooh, aw.
Miss Janet
wants some cookies, too.
I got you.
Okay, Miss Janet, I want some, too. So, I never heard of these, but Big Sean know about these cookies. And we need some cookies, too. Miss Janet, I'll bring you some when I get some. I'm bringing them to the city.
Miss Janet, she ain't going to be able to, because she going to eat all them cookies.
This is getting beyond the show.
Yeah, we beyond the show now.
We beyond the show.
We just chilling with y'all. We love y'all.
We love y'all. Thank y'all for hanging out with us.
We appreciate it. Make sure you share. We're going to be doing the realness. First. First Friday.
First Friday. We missed last... Oh, yeah, that's another thing. We missed last Friday, but thank y'all for tuning in to this Friday. It's Friday the 13th, but we still hanging out with y'all.
You know, people...
We hanging out.
Yeah, people, you know how people do the 13th, like you can't do nothing on the 13th.
But it's the realness on the 13th. This is the 13th edition. The realness. And what? It's not that we know it all. We just
keeping it real.
And you know what, y'all? We're going to close it out and let y'all know that what? We'll holla. Peace.
And we out.
Hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey.